This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. One person was killed and three others injured when a gunman opened fire at a synagogue outside of San Diego, California, Saturday. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore says the man opened fire as congregants were celebrating the last day of Passover.
A white male adult entered the Shabbat Temple at 16934 Shabbat Way in Poway, California. This individual was with an AR-type assault weapon and opened fire on the people inside the synagogue.
The 19-year-old suspect later surrendered to San Diego police and was taken into custody. Saturday's shooting comes 6 months after nearly a dozen people were shot and killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue. Robert Bowers is accused of gunning down a total of 18 worshipers, killing 11 of them at the Tree of Life Synagogue on October 27th of last year. Sri Lankan troops raided what they suspected to be a safe house linked to Easter Sunday bombings that killed hundreds and 15 people, six of them children, were killed in a shootout. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The military said Saturday 15 people were killed, six of them children. Security forces believe the militants were part of a group blamed for the Easter Sunday bomb attacks on three churches and four hotels that killed hundreds of people. Security forces heading for the suspected safe house say they were repulsed by explosions and gunfire, and they retaliated. They say they found a large cache of explosives there. Authorities are warning of more attacks on religious centres, and the United States and Britain have warned their citizens against travel to Sri Lanka. The bombings in a tourist haven shattered the calm Sri Lanka had enjoyed since civil war ended a decade ago.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. This is VOA News. Heavy rains lashed northern Mozambique in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth as aid groups warned of possible flooding and mudslides in the days ahead. We get details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The government announced that several people were killed throughout the area, whilst nearly 3,500 homes in parts of northernmost Cabo Delgado province were partially or fully destroyed, with electricity cut and at least one key bridge collapsed. Cyclone Kenneth arrived just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai ripped into central Mozambique and killed more than 600 people. UN Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lerke says the timing of Cyclone Kenneth puts aid efforts under a lot of strain.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported Saturday the Revolutionary Guard made a surveillance flight over a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command would only say the U.S. and its allies are committed to freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, with no elaboration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
French police fired tear gas to push back protesters who tried to march toward the European Parliament building in the eastern city of Strasbourg Saturday. It was the 24th consecutive weekend of protests against President Emmanuel Macron's policies. Around 2,000 protesters gathered near the seat of European Union institutions in Strasbourg, where organizers had planned to make the protest international by symbolically marching to the Parliament building a month ahead of EU-wide parliamentary elections. The so-called Yellow Vest protesters were back on the streets across France just 2 days after Macron outlined policy proposals that included tax cuts worth around 5 billion euros in response to those protests. And Spaniards go to the poll in a national election Sunday with no party able to claim a clear majority. The race pits the incumbent Socialist Party against four other main parties, including the new far-right Vox Party that is aligned with other far-right movements that have emerged across Europe. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.